Yes, indeed. We're back, baby. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, Talking About Practice, is on the way. It's good to be back. Before we get started, we want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales, rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a full service bicycle shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, California, and online at northrimadventure.com. We got a fully loaded show. So, Brad, with no further ado, sir, let's get it.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
We had too much fun. Too much fun.
That's right. You know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is live from the studios of FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me is not Derek Hisamaki. He's on vacation. Shouts to him. Having a nice little family vacay. That, you see how we did that. I went on vacation. He hung around. I come back. He leaves. And it's really because we can't be in the same room anymore. We've been married for 7 years now. We needed a little break, you know? It happens every now and then.
Yeah, so. I mean, a good little break is good for a relationship.
It is. It is. You need some me time in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I got my me time. Now he's getting his me time. And then we'll get some us time when he gets back.
Aw. That's, you guys are adorable.
But it's all good because we have a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it because you can't take it with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brett,
aka the Stepdaddy.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
What's good? Good to have you back.
Oh, that's inside, but it's so good if you're on the inside. Double entendre. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, please, thank you.
We have a lot to get to. A lot to get to. Huge weekend in football. We got to complain about fantasy a little bit. Unfortunately, we have to talk about baseball.
Yep.
I'm so glad Derek is gone this week because...
I mean, I'm not. He seems down. Not looking good.
Yeah, but he has important series of the year.
Of the history of the rivalry.
Yeah, he got it. He got it.
Good for him, but there will be more. Like Webb said, this isn't the last time we'll see him. True. I agree with that.
Yeah,
hopefully. We need some revenge, but yeah, we'll get to that. We're going to have a support meeting at my house next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Everyone show up, all the Giants fans, and we'll just lament together. We'll cry. We'll burn some sage, and we'll move on to next season, all right?
Sounds good to me, dude.
But today we'll complain about it on air.
Just don't relapse like the Yankees and just talk about rings. Let's not do that.
Fair enough. We got a foreign correspondent on the way. We got some hoops talk, Kyrie being Kyrie, all sorts of stuff. However, when a friend in the of the show mutually agrees to part ways with their university, we have to start there. So, as many of our longtime listeners know, we've formed a budding relationship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Coach O, if you will. We reached out to Coach O to be on today's show. Coach was not available, considering everything going on around him. However, he did promise to be here next week, so we will bring you Coach O's thoughts next week. But in light of having him here on the phone in studio as a guest, we will kind of talk about what's going on. So this past week, LSU and Coach O mutually decided to split ways.
Part ways, yeah.
Which is to say that he got canned.
Yeah.
However, he is going to collect all of his salary.
Yep.
And you have some details about that, Brad?
Yeah, so he's going to be set to receive $16.8 million from LSU so as a part of their agreement over the next 4 years. He'll receive $5 million would be great, but $5 million in December of 2021, two payments of $1 million in 2022, two payments of $750,000 in 2023, two payments of $500,000 in 2024, and two payments of $426,000 in 2025. Also, Orgeron's company will receive $750,000 twice a year until 2025 on top of all
What's
that.
What's his company?
I don't know.
He's chilling.
Yo, you could pay me $16.8 million to go away from about anything.
Yeah, but this agreement was also signed and dated October 17th, so yesterday of 2021. So very recent and very still deep in his mindset of all that money coming his way.
Now, keep in mind, just 2 years ago, his team did win the title, being one of the greatest college teams we've ever seen, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at that offense, they were dominant throughout. There really wasn't a team that could stop them.
Yeah.
Look at the wide receivers. I mean, you had a stacked running back crew as well, and then you had Burrow at the head of it all.
Right. Yeah, all sorts of first-rounders from that team a couple years ago, and now he's already getting canned. Now, here's some of the things that have taken place since he won a championship, and I think to shed some light, shed some context as to what's going on, I think it is important to note that Ed Orgeron is a man that's struggled keeping it together personally. He went through a pretty tough divorce after 23 years. This is a man that has a documented alcohol abuse issue. So I think it's important to note these things. And that's not to cast any judgment on his character. It's just to say that
the guy likes a party, man.
The guy likes a party. Okay, fair enough. And this is probably a great time for me to remind everyone that the opinions stated on this show are that of ours and ours alone and do not reflect the opinions, morals, or values of the station. Yes.
We need to have a recording of that. We do. Kind of get that one out of the way so you don't have to waste your breath.
Yeah, we probably should start with that. Should probably start with that. Because I want to get into how ridiculous some of these things are, because if you want to be cynical, they're comical. And if you want to be super serious about it, they're probably almost lightweight, traumatizing or horrifying. But we like to take a comical route to just about everything around here. So some of the things he's been accused of, or it's been confirmed of doing, taking a picture in bed with a young lady, which was, not the best look for an older head football coach. Players have recently said over the past couple seasons that he has seemed to lack focus at Coach O, that is, and at times hasn't really had a play game plan together, and they wondered if some of this fraternizing and off the field stuff was taken away, as he would be often photographed after a game day hanging out at a pool with younger ladies by his side and things of that nature. It got to a point where players said that he would bring his girlfriends to practice, let his girlfriends and their children run some drills with the team, which again, kind of a distraction.
Big distraction, dude.
Right.
Huge. Especially when the team's not playing well, man. Like, what the hell are you doing out there, bro?
And, yes.
I was going to say, you don't see any of these high-ranking coaches in the SEC doing this. You don't see anybody else in the Big Ten, Pac-12 doing this because, they're not that type of a coach. They're actually championship-caliber coaches. Not saying that Orgeron isn't. He's He's getting distracted left and right.
He was on a local radio show in Baton Rouge in which a fan criticized some of his coaching, and he said that in the bayou, they basically know where to put people in fishing holes. He threatened to kill a fan, guys.
I mean, he's not wrong in that regards. I mean, the bayou's meant for that.
He threatened.
I get it.
Oh, man, that's epic.
But if you're down in Louisiana, those are known facts. I feel like a fan should have known if he was a true LSU fan.
Yeah.
He also has been accused of hitting on a young woman who was pregnant and married to a high-ranking official at LSU at a gas station in which she was wearing workout clothes, and he says, "Look like you work out. We should work out together." And what
power move.
Once she explained that she was not only married but pregnant, his response was essentially, "And?
So?
What's your man got to do with me?" Was basically, he's out here dirty macking. And you got to understand, again, if you want to take a serious approach to this, guaranteed some of his players are children of divorce, and that probably doesn't sit super well with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to take the moral high ground like all these coaches. I mean, we just saw everything that went down with Urban Meyer. Like, all these coaches are this giant moral authority who just have their lives together. But most of coaches at least try to hide it.
Yeah, at least not try to put it on blast in front of the whole world to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, guys. Like, Saban. Saban doesn't do that. He's a family man. Everyone knows that because most of his players graduate, become successful in lives. Urban Meyer, on the other hand, you know, half of his graduates are either in jail, on probation, no jobs, on the streets or whatnot. So that gives you a perfect example of the two difference of, you know, a good head coach, father figure for all these young players, comparing to like Urban Meyer or Coach O.
Right.
You just don't do that stuff.
When you got to understand, for Coach O, he's a Bayou guy, obviously. You listen to him talk. And coaching LSU is probably the pinnacle of all his dreams. Winning a national title.
To top it off, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so he is living the dream.
Yeah, and everyone was pissed that he didn't get the USC job.
Right.
He was coaching there, but SC obviously knew what they were doing.
Well, I mean, they? Because they did hire Steve Sarkisian to fill his place, I'm pretty sure, who was showing up to practice drunk. So
yeah, never mind.
USC, maybe not the best example, but I understand what you're trying to say.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, his replacement wasn't the best. But just all sorts of interesting drama going on down in the bayou. And let's not forget that LSU is going through a huge Title IX investigation currently and lawsuit currently. That's going on, but that's not why he got fired. He got fired because his team's sorry.
Horrible. I mean, they had a good weekend last weekend, but
if LSU's a top 10 team right now, he's not getting fired.
No, that's true, yeah.
So with all that in mind, as ridiculous as it is, I mean, just imagine, right? I mean, at a much lower level, but let's just say in any leadership role, right, a great way to hit on women, I suppose, is bring them to a place where you're in charge. Let them flex your muscle. I think most men think that women find that very attractive.
Yeah.
And so bringing your girlfriends to practice and you're the head honcho.
It's a power move.
It's a power move. Yeah. But just imagine how ridiculous that is. You're a 19-year-old kid and here's your coach's girlfriend who's 31 years old, 7-year-old kid running routes, right? It's just ridiculous. You can't
stupid,
do that.
Man. Yeah, it's stupid.
And I understand. You won the title. You lived out all your childhood dreams. You know, you're out here, you're flexing.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, you're out here, you know, feeling good about yourself, feeling yourself. Just a bad look, though.
Horrible look, man. And obviously everyone there is tired of it. So they're like, okay, you had your fun. Thank you for that title, but it's time to move on.
Time to move on.
The fact that he's getting all that money still, dude. I mean, everyone in college gets fired. Everyone still gets paid. I'm pretty sure Charlie Weiss is still getting paid from
Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Will you look that up? How long is Charlie Weiss getting paid from Notre Dame?
Because
he was collecting checks for like a decade.
Yeah, dude, for a minute, dude. And but all these schools have hundreds of millions of dollars. So that number might seem big for, I mean, those numbers are big regardless, but for them, it's chump change, dude.
Yeah, and now our man, Coach O out here, and he can now go do all that stuff, yeah. Have all the money, and none of the responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. So, he can do whatever you want with no backlash.
We'll be happy to talk to Coach O, say this to his face next week, and just get his opinion.
His personal opinion, yeah, on what's going on. See, yeah.
He can tell us what really is the deal. Sticking with football for a second, I do want to mention that Sean Taylor's jersey got retired this weekend.
About time, man.
In Washington. And they did it in the most Washington football team fashion possible. They fumbled the bag.
Oh, not this.
This is a layup.
Fumbled was not even a...
This is a layup. Same sentence. And they made an absolute mockery of it. So, Sean Taylor, for those of you who don't remember, was on the verge of being one of the greatest free safeties ever saw. And he was one of the first free safeties that also could have played middle linebacker. He was huge. He
could have done anything on the field.
He had great hands. I mean, and dude would light you up. He's part of some of those, the last great University of Miami teams. And was tragically killed trying to defend his family. A couple of teenagers broke into his home. He went down to protect his family, which is heroic in my opinion. Had a machete in hand, did not own a gun, and got gunned down in his own house trying to protect his family. Again, I believe that to be one of the most noble ways you can go out, 100%. Trying to protect others, trying to protect your family, right?
His wife and his kid, yeah.
And obviously, beloved figure in the Washington market. So he passes away. Fans are obviously torn up. And was a hell of a football player. By all accounts, seemed to be a really good man. And this is some of the things that the Washington football team did to honor him yesterday. They named a street after him. And in all the pictures, this happens to be the street where there's a bunch of porta potties on.
Jesus.
You couldn't clear the porta potties out for a photo op?
Hey, Dan Snyder, he needs to get the...
Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team, shows up to meet Sean Taylor's family in a hoodie. He couldn't be bothered to put on a suit and tie that morning? Dude. Shake a hand, say, hey, your son meant a lot to us. Your father, your husband meant a lot to us. Just... You throw on a hoodie?
Put on a sports coat or something, bro.
A sports coat,
you don't have to wear a tie.
Go mock turtleneck.
You feel me? You know? Not a damn hoodie.
But show,
on this great day.
Pay some respects. At least dress it up a little
and
bit.
And why the hell did it take so long? He passed away, what, over 10 years ago?
Right.
11, 12, and now they're doing this?
Yeah, and then to make it seem rushed, right?
Oh, no, yeah,
it didn't 100%. Seem like they put all their efforts.
No, they announced it, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're getting hosed down by all these emails or whatnot.
Right.
What's been going on with all the cheerleading and pitcher
right.
and calendar, all
right.
that stuff? They're like, okay, let's go ahead and distract everyone. Let's bring back Sean Taylor, who everyone loves.
Yep.
And let's do this on the fly, which they completely botched it, ruined it.
Yeah.
And I'm personally pissed off because Sean Taylor was one. I mean, he still is one of my favorite players ever played the game. So, yeah, like, I'm pissed, dude.
Yeah, they couldn't have done a worse job. I remember one of some representative of the team said, you know, in hindsight, we definitely could have handled that better. And it's like, yeah, and should have.
Yeah.
And this is why y'all are the Washington football team.
High school prom committee could have done a better job to do this, dude.
That's the sad part. You're not wrong at all on that.
They rushed it as an excuse. Think about...
They could do anything on the fly.
What the Marlins did when Jose Fernandez died just a few days after, I think 2 days after his passing.
They did a great job on that.
Just a beautiful tribute.
A class act, dude.
Yeah, Sean Taylor's been gone for some time.
Damn.
You could assign a committee to putting this together and making it a really beautiful
Call
thing.
Call me, I would have done a great, better
right,
job in Europe.
Right, just unbelievable. So, staying with the Washington football team, some emails were leaked last week, huh? and John Gruden got fired. And this happened during the show last week while I was out towards the end, so I know you guys touched on it. Now we've had a week to kind of unpack some of this. And...
this all happened because the NFL is investigating the Washington football team because of a lot of inappropriate actions and accusations by cheerleaders from that team and other employees of that team.
Was it inappropriate actions by cheerleaders or towards?
I'm sorry, thank you.
Okay, you're good.
Yes,
you're good.
Towards cheerleaders. Yes. Thank you for correcting me.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
That was a necessary correction. Good job.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
But so that all unfolds, and then out of nowhere, boom! John Gruden, racist, misogynist,
right,
homophobe, fired. Peter King compared this to a mob hit. When there's something about to go down, usually you take out one of your own to save yourself.
So true,
because somebody's snitching.
Oh, dude. Well, they brought out one email. Like, okay, that didn't really work out. Here's
out of 600,000.
Yeah, here's another one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now here's 10 more. There you go. That should do it, guys.
Yeah.
We're good now.
Yeah. No, we're good. See, nothing to see here. John Gruden is just a bad dude. So I did find some irony.
Oh,
that
man. That happened quick, too.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
I mean, in 2021, you can't survive that.
Yeah.
Well, also, I mean, I feel like the Raiders saw that as a perfect opportunity just to clean house on that one.
Yep.
That contract was way too much for what he's producing, and they saw an opportunity to wipe hands, not pay him anything like like LSU's doing with Ogeron.
Well, you got to think, though, that could have been an easy decision for Mark Davis to make because the Raiders have had one identity their entire time they've been relevant, and that was Al Davis.
Yep.
Since Al Davis has passed, they haven't had a face of the team necessarily.
No.
Their quarterback, who's pretty good, you know, is fairly innocuous. You don't think of Derek Carr
as average.
Yeah, he's a better than average
top
player,
15, top 20 player.
Quarterback for sure,
maybe
even top 10 quarterback perhaps. But even with that, like, no one. Let's put it this way: you're not canceling your plans to go watch Derek Carr play football.
No, absolutely
right?
not.
And so they've struggled to have an identity. You get John Gruden, and I think that's part of the reason they gave him that 10-year contract. Here's a guy who's one of the faces of football. He became essentially the next John Madden, in the Monday Night booth, and just became football guy, you know what I mean? And really kind of represented what football is about. And if you think about it, what he said can't be shocking to one of us.
No, not at all.
A middle-aged white dude who grew up in football, like, can't be shocking that he thinks player safety is kind of soft, and he uses homophobic and misogynistic language and racist language. Also, very old-timey racist language. Rubber lips, like, like that's like 1950s insults to black people. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
he is old, dude, and, you know, he's old school. So, yeah, he's going to be saying those kinds of terms.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's not shocking.
No, not at all.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, did anyone hear this news and was like, oh, my God, wow, can't believe that he would say that?
I think I was more shocked about the phrase. I've never even heard that phrase before. So when I heard that, I was like, wait, what? I was so confused.
Because no one insults black people like that anymore.
I was like, wait, what?
At least if you're going to be racist, be clever. You know?
Be up to date.
Yeah, not
be current.
Right.
Oh, God, that's horrible to say, but.
Yeah, I mean, but like, come on, man. Like, your wide nose having, like, relax, bro, you know?
Sorry,
I'm sorry, it's a Dave Chappelle, bro. Yeah,
I know.
Came out just breathing all the white man's air.
Wow.
But he's up out of here.
And
the Raiders win. So
Raiders blew out the Broncos,
But I mean,
it is the Broncos.
It's the Broncos. No, they were 3-0.
Though.
They were 3-0. But we also have seen who the Broncos are the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
the
true Broncos.
Yeah, the true Broncos.
Lot going on. Let's talk about the Mahomes family.
Oh, God damn it.
Should we start with his brother or the mother?
Why not start with the wife? Let's start with the personal, the really close ones.
Okay, I don't know about what's going on with the wife.
Oh, she just complains every time one of the other teams, a bad call or flag that wasn't thrown or whatever it might be, she just ends up on Twitter saying how they're not protecting her husband. It's like, really? Like, your husband's probably one of the most protected quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and he doesn't really need to be protected.
She just sounds like a loyal chick to me.
It adds on top of with the
no, it's not a good look.
With the brother,
but okay. So let's talk about the mother now. Rudy, you want to explain what happened with the mom?
Yeah, so, he's had more interceptions this year compared to his previous years. Long story short, she's trying to change the rules, say that he's thrown to a receiver, the ball gets deflected, and the quarterback or someone else on the other team catches the ball, which is an interception.
Mm-hmm.
She went out and said, we need to switch that rule. That wasn't Patrick's fault, so that interception should be get called back.
Okay, it's but like, if you're going to do that, then are we also going to call them interceptions that when you throw it to the opposite team
and
they should have caught it and they dropped it?
He has a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of
And they're catching up to him this year.
Last year, 100%.
Last year he got away with a lot of them. This year he's not.
Yeah.
He's hit Tyreek Hill, I think, twice in the hands, and it's gone through. He threw that no-look pass that went off his tight end's hands mm-hmm. and got intercepted.
Yep.
These things happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get bounces, sometimes you don't. That's
well,
football.
Especially with a quarterback like that, it takes so many risks. It's going to catch up to you, and you're going to have years like this.
I mean, it is right now.
It might be one of those rare years that everything's going wrong for him.
It's a down year.
But he's a great quarterback to where he's shown that things will go right for him if he just keeps going with what he's doing.
And he's still on pace to throw like 50, 60 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's insane.
Stupid, yeah.
So,
but his family's been a lot, no more so than his brother, who,
disrespect.
Get his goofy ass out of here.
The whole damn family
I can't
was dancing
deal with
on
his
that
brother.
Damn, all right, the, you
on
know,
the Sean Taylor
yeah,
number.
The number 21 that was fenced off, roped off.
Yeah.
The damn, it's
doing,
chained off.
His brother was doing a TikTok
thing.
In front of the...
Not only that,
yeah.
The whole family was standing on inside that little roped out area during the damn game.
Yeah.
Even the dad, I'm pretty sure that was his dad out there too, right?
Yep.
Like, what are you guys doing, dude? The one time...
I do put that on Washington football
well,
team.
Too?
Yeah.
No,
giving them
but
tickets there?
They should know better too, though. The family.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, like...
But at the same time...
If I was in their shoes, say that... Whatever my brother was playing, I wouldn't be standing on that damn memorial.
Yeah,
especially on that day, on his day.
It makes no sense because you're seeing a lot of the love for Mahomes, and now it is, in my opinion, I'm seeing it kind of fade away because of what the family's doing.
Exactly,
they're definitely tarnishing his look, even though he's not doing anything about it or not doing anything with it. It's just that's his family, and your family's a part of you when they're that public.
Resembles you.
Well, not just that, but like they're that public and they're willing to get their voices heard. It's like
they're trying way too hard, and he needs to put his foot down and be like, all right, guys, you guys ain't coming to no more games.
This Thanksgiving, he needs to put his foot down.
Yeah.
Either that
or
Christmas.
Games, get off of TikTok. What's his name?
I don't even remember.
Michael?
Is it?
I don't know. Whoever your DM.
I'm throwing out a name. I could have fooled you all.
Anywho, well, yeah. He needs to get off TikTok, homie. Like, stop trying too hard to get clout and get attention.
Jackson Mahomes.
Jackson Mahomes. There you go. Just stop, bro.
Yeah.
You're making your older brother look bad, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good look. So, there you have it. Little Mahomes family drama for you.
Tune in next week.
Let's hit some legal IDs. Reset the show. We got a quick. What do you have for me? You got something you could play in the background?
Yeah,
I think
I
we
something.
Just need to.
You just need to kind of just chill, relax. Something.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you with something. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's throw this in here.
All right, that sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Shout out to you wherever, however you're listening. We appreciate. Oh, there we go. Hello.
Nope. Wow.
All right. We appreciate y'all rocking with us on this Monday evening. Beautiful day in Chico, California. We had the rain last night.
Gorgeous day.
Just
rain this
out.
Morning, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful. I mean, I wake up at 3 in the morning, so I get to experience that.
I do not.
Yeah, I know.
No, I was...
Lucky you.
Took the day off, got to sleep in. It was a beautiful thing. Want to shout out some of our underwriters around here. Shout out to our friends over at Duffy's Tavern, located on the corner of 4th and Main in downtown Chico for over 30 years. Duffy's has reopened with both outdoor and indoor seating. New hours are available on the Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's Duffy's Tavern. Here's to another 30 years.
Damn, they've been there for 30 years?
30 years, son!
Wow.
Shout out to Duffy's. Shout out to their dance night. Had a couple
fun times there, or what?
Couple good nights there. Yeah. You know. So, shout out to you again. Appreciate y'all rocking with us this evening, spending some of your evening with nonsense it is we do around here. You got something for us there?
Yeah, I mean, Rudy just showed me this. Holy cow. In the second inning, the Red Sox just threw a six spot on the Astros.
Up 6-0, baby. Let's go.
But I don't like either team because of what they did, but, I mean, I hate the Astros more than I do the Boston Red Sox.
True.
No matter who comes out of the NL is winning the World Series. But, man, do I not want to see the Astros in the World Series, period. Just don't want to see it.
I don't think
I don't want to see them in the World Series till I die.
Yeah, I don't think anyone outside of Houston wants to
see. Like, the sad part is, like, I don't want them to win it, but I'd rather see the Dodgers in the World Series than I would the Astros. That's how bad their cheating did. Like, I don't want to ever see it again. Ever see them again because of how messed up that. And they just didn't admit it. Didn't get punished. Nothing.
Nope.
They put a huge. And I was on this show touting they did it the right way. They built the farm system up. They built their coaching staff up. They did this the right way. And then they went off and did it the wrong way. Like, just made me look like a complete ass.
Hey, that happens.
But that's not hard to do, but it's still, I don't like when it happens.
Of course not, dude.
That's fair. All right, Derek's out, so he usually does the news. However, I did get a news story that came in a week or so ago that I think is just TBP appropriate. So go ahead and play that if you wouldn't mind. When you get a second.
I mean, we'll see when the...
This is Jackie Palumbo, a writer and...
Okay.
...producer with CNN Style. Last week's big art story took place at a Danish art museum when the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art displayed two empty frames at an exhibition about the future of labor. It's called Work It Out. The frames weren't meant to be empty, however, but filled with euros and Danish krona, the value of about 84,000 US dollars. The museum had asked Danish artist Jens Honning to recreate two works of art he made over a decade ago, showing the average annual salaries of an Austrian and a Dane, and they lent him the money for the works. Instead, he pocketed the money, sent them two empty frames, and an email declaring it was a new conceptual work of art titled Take the Money and Run. Honning hadn't always intended to take the money. When I spoke with him, he said about 3 months ago, he became unhappy with how much money he realized his studio would need to spend in order to produce the work, far more than what the museum covered in their contract with him. The museum director told my colleague, Oscar Holland, that they have upheld their end of the agreement and that the payment was reasonable. So what will happen? We may not know until January, when Honning is contractually obligated to return the money after the show, but the museum will consider legal action if he does not. Honning says that he will not return the money and that he is not worried about the consequences. He told me, I don't see that I have stolen money. I have created an art piece, which is maybe 10 or 100 times better than what we had planned. What is the problem? For now, the two frames are being exhibited next to a printed version of Honning's email to the museum. He told me, I think behind the piece is a much more general statement, that you should look at the structures you participate in and reflect on them. And if needed, you know, take the money and run.
Damn, baller.
Such a legit move. I mean, to just own it and be like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not giving them their money back. It's art, baby. It's subjective.
Yeah.
They paid me to do a piece of art. I gave them art.
Yeah. I delivered.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about art and kind of the screwy thing about art. That is an art piece, a blank sheet.
Yeah.
Somebody put a banana on a wall, taped it with duct tape. And it sold for millions.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like,
anything could be.
Anything.
Art, yeah. Yeah. Tell me this isn't art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can't. That elementary school teacher can. They can tell you it's not art.
Yeah.
Because they definitely did. Yeah, that's not a good piece of art. Well, I could have been like, you know what? You don't even know what art is then.
Yeah, that's true.
Take that.
Yeah.
Miss Teacher.
Yeah. How can you tell me I'm not getting an A? This is art.
Subjective.
Yeah. In my opinion, this is an A's worth of work.
Yeah. So. What if I copy this in the way that I wanted it to be? Because you had to copy all like the old school pictures. Yeah.
Art and science. Art, science, history. Only classes I was ever any good in. The rest of the classes, all throughout my illustrious scholarly career, not great at.
I feel like the whole entire TBV crew was just awful at English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
perfect example.
100%.
I only wish we had Derek to have that, to like really try and save us.
Yeah.
And then really fumble and prove a point.
You're in a terrible spot when you need Derek to save you for grammar. Let's get to Rudy's picks. Then Rudy and I will discuss some F1 while you get Aaron on the line. Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Rudy, how you been doing? I missed last week's show.
I did. Let's see. Last week six. Oh, I did horrible last week.
Okay.
I went 0-3.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's all right. It's a bounce back week this week.
Did you try and forget it?
No.
You didn't try to forget the week?
No, I did not. I can't.
Hey, listen. Sometimes you just gotta double down. You know what I mean? And.
Yep.
You're welcome out there to fade, Rudy, if that's how you're feeling.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, well, this week's a new week. Let's see what I got this week. I got the Rams this week against the Lions at home. They're minus 14, I believe. Jared Goff's first game back against the Rams.
Great. Wow. English.
See what I'm saying?
Well put.
So, yeah, and especially after the head coach of the Lions calling him out, that was epic.
Dan Campbell called him out, did he?
Oh, yeah. He pretty much told him to step it up, dude. You're playing like poop.
Yeah.
So I got the Rams big. I got Arizona big as well against Houston.
Okay.
Right now, that's sit at minus 17. I don't care because they're going to blow them out.
I mean, the way Arizona's been moving the ball.
Yeah, it's too easy.
They're
for
just
them.
Marching up
and
down
Houston
the field.
And Houston sucks, dude. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got AZ and the Rams staying in the NFC West. So.
All right.
Let's go get that money.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Oh, one more.
One more. Forgot.
Bonus pick.
As much as I hate the damn Dodgers, they're going to win tomorrow night with Bueller on the mound. They're not going to go down 0-3, and they're going back to L.A. So there you go, guys. Let's go get this money.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So we got the Rams.
Rams, Dodgers. Big, Dodgers, and the Cardinals. Yes.
All right. Yeah, the Cardinals, if you've been betting on them, you've been doing pretty well this season. They look pretty unstoppable.
Damn.
All right, it's that time of the week. We bring in our foreign correspondent, make our show a bit more civilized than it typically is, a little more classy than it typically is, and educate us a little bit.
Aaron, are you there?
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
That would help to push a button, wouldn't it? Aaron?
Hello, Aaron.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
What up? Oh, man. So, a couple things. One, I'm going to ask you on the front end. Can you hang out after and give us a TBP Hall of Fame nomination in the absence of your brother?
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie. I roasted Derek for the same thing last time, but we did talk earlier. You couldn't have asked me then, so I would have had some time to think.
No, I like to spring things on people to increase my odds of having a better nominee than you.
You know what? At least I appreciate that there's a reason.
I mean, also, Aaron, you should be coming on prepared at all times for the Hall of Fame, just in case. Have one in your back pocket.
Yeah.
I will say, touche, that is definitely my bad.
I mean, this show is all about randomness. You've been on for a couple years. I feel like that's on you at this point.
Brad, I cannot disagree with you.
That is, wow. I actually did a good job. Good for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Pat on the back.
All right. So the WNBA wrapped up its season. What was it, yesterday?
Yesterday.
And we have the Chicago Sky as this year's WNBA champion. So take us through that a little bit. I know you wanted to talk about Candace Parker. I would love to do that as well. So just for those of us who missed it, tell us what we missed out on.
Yeah, so game four was yesterday in Chicago. So even more exciting for Candace Parker, who is basically from Chicago, from that area. She got to win it at home. It was a crazy game because they didn't lead for most of the game. In fact, with 5 minutes, 25 seconds to go, the score was 70-65. So it was close. And the final score was 74-80. So the Sky held the Phoenix to 4 points in 5 minutes and 25 seconds. Kalia Copper ended up with the MVP title. But it was really a sweet win for Candace Parker, who's had some up and downs. Again, impressive because the Sky were the number six seed. They had been in two elimination games. And so, yeah, for them to win it in Chicago is pretty impressive. And it was their it's their first championship ever.
That's awesome.
Oh, I didn't know it was their first ever.
That's what's up.
First ever, yeah.
And this goes, this is just another notch on Candace Parker's illustrious belt. She obviously was Rookie of the Year when she came in 2008. She's won an MVP in the past. She's been named to the All-WNBA team before, and now she has a championship to go with that.
Yeah, so it is her second championship. She won in 2016 with the Sparks, which is where she started her career. She was there for 13 seasons. She became an unrestricted free agent this year, and she decided, you know what, Chicago is my hometown. I'm going to go back there. And, you know, the beginning of her career was incredible, won all kinds of awards, like you said, Rookie of the Year, you know, awards like Rebound Leader, Peak Performer. But the middle of her career was a little bit of a slump. She got nominated to the All-Star team a couple of times. But the crazy part is in September of 19, she was voted the most overrated player by the other WNBA players. Wow. That same month, she was benched in an elimination game and played just 11 minutes. So she's really had a comeback, and it was really cool to see her win it in Chicago. She said her whole family was there. Her high school coach was there. So it's pretty cool to see that. I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And keep in mind, she is 35 years old. She's not a spring chicken, so she's been doing this for a while. So to still be getting it done at an elite level at her age, just all
very impressive.
Yeah, all credit due to Candace Parker. So that does wrap up our WNBA season. And you've been great covering the WNBA playoffs for us and just keeping us up to date. So that's been a lot of fun. I'm assuming moving forward, we're going to be talking some puck, yeah?
Yes, that is correct. That's the goal.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there, and it was very clever.
Thank you.
I just saw that a Sharks player got suspended, 20-something games for violating the COVID protocol?
Oh.
Did you hear anything about that, Aaron?
I did not, Rudy, but I'll look into that.
Yeah, so it just happened at 3:30 today, someone on the Sharks.
Yeah. Come on, Aaron. We need up-to-date information. Someone on the Sharks, was it Evander Kane?
It's Evander Kane, suspended 21 games for violating NHL protocols.
Damn.
Oh.
Correct. Now, were the NHL, were they NHL rules, or was it California COVID rules? Is there a distinction there by any chance?
I don't think there's a distinction because the NHL also goes by state. So it goes state by state, but NHL adopts whatever the state has for that area.
Okay.
And I know there was some controversy with Evander Kane gambling not very long ago. And so it's interesting that now he's...
I think they're just trying to push him out.
Yeah, well, trying to keep a brother down. All right.
So this got a little bit juicier. The allegations that was brought forth to the NHL was by his estranged wife.
Oh.
His wife ratted him out.
Again?
His ex-wife ratted him out.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, who is this girl? We need to find
Anna Kane.
Well, it sounds like she's out here snitching, so if we could get her on the phone.
We need to get her
show,
on the show, man.
We're happy to do that.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Once again, do want to say we are looking forward to talking some puck with you in the coming weeks, but we do really appreciate all your good work on the WNBA.
Yeah, thank you.
Keeping us enlightened on the WNBA playoffs. Let's get to the TBP Hall of Fame. When you can.
Yep, we're just going to get this going. Here we go.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right. This is the TBP Hall of Fame, where each week we make some nominations about something random. And you, the listener, get to go to our Instagram at TBP Not a Game, where you could follow us live right now. Woo-hoo! See a little behind the scenes. Hey, what up? And you get a vote on what you think deserves to be in our illustrious Hall of Fame. Now, Brad nominated himself. I'll to go first, yeah. And we'll give Erin last place here. Give her some time since we sprung this on her, as we like to do. So, Brad, go ahead and start us off.
I'm going to go with road trip karaoke. On those long road trips, just having that soundtrack and just jamming out to it. Yes, road trip karaoke.
You're giving Are you just giving
it? It's so random.
I know. I love it, though.
I just want to say I won. First two, or I'm a top vote getter. I might not win, but damn it, I get top two at least.
Road trip karaoke. Okay, there you have it. All right, Root Dog, you wanted to use yours from last week.
Yeah, Mexican blankets, dude.
Solid,
most comfiest blankets known to man. Those cold nights, just wrap yourself up.
That's a good one.
Blanket that has a tiger on it, dude, or whatever animal that's on it. You know.
Oh, yeah. I remember what I had last week now.
All right, well, maybe you can be better and use it next week.
Next baseball season.
Okay. It's.
I'm just trying to throw you off now.
My nomination, simple, easy. But I think it's a contender. Dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I was so happy to come home from a long vacation and see my dog.
I think he did puppies.
Yeah. Now I'm doing dogs.
I want to throw that one on protest.
All right, dude. Fine. Tropical vacations. How about that?
No. I'll allow dogs. I'm going to throw a protest in there, though.
Let him leave the dog, for sure. Let him leave the dog.
We're going with dogs. All right, Erin, what you got for us?
I think I'm going to pull a Derek here, and I'm going to say Hawaii.
Ah!
It is a beautiful place, and I am so jealous that you got to go last week, Drew.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Last year right at the time, and I'm really jealous that you got to go.
And thank you for all the suggestions. The food was great. We had a great time, and appreciate the help on that. And I appreciate you taking that from me. So I now understand why you would not let me use tropical vacation to stick with dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well played.
I see what you did.
All right, Erin, as always, great work, and we will catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Go Dodgers. Talk to you later, guys.
Go Braves.
She snuck it in. Son of a... Well done, Erin. Well done.
You know what?
That was my fault. That was my fault. I should have thrown her off a little bit sooner, but I didn't.
I'm going to do something back to her. I got something already wrapping in my head.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it on the air, but I'll tell you guys after.
Okay.
Off-season's long, Erin. Just let me tell you that. Off-season is long.
All right, we have a ton of stuff to get to still, and not a ton of time. So let's not do the drop. Let's just talk a little soccer, then we'll get into some football, get into some baseball. Try to do all these things before we get out of here. Did not leave a lot of time. So catch us up on the world of soccer. We don't need the drop.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, hear him say?
We'll go cold.
I'm just going to stay with the EPL. Huge win for Chelsea against Brentford. Brentford is playing lights out. For the first year to be in the top league, they are playing awesome soccer. We beat them 1-0. They were pressing us the whole game. Mendy, our keeper, the first African to ever win the Champions League, should be nominated for the best player in the world. He's not. He had a spectacular game this weekend. Let's see, what else? Man City won 2-0. Liverpool won 5-0 against Watford. Manchester United, though, losing 4-2. Mm. Huge loss. Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, all in top five, so nothing really changes on that. And side note, Newcastle just got bought out. 80% of their team got bought out by some new Saudi owners, which are they're supposedly combined over $300 billion.
Jeez.
So they are the richest team in the world from coming from their ownerships. Newcastle, watch out for them, because there's going to be a lot of money getting dumped in that team. a lot of money. And you know what money buys is trophies and wins. So
yep.
I'm excited for them because they've always been in the top league, but they've always been on the bottom half, scratching around the top 10. So now they're going to have some cash to get some good players. So we'll see.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And yes, football is in full swing. So make sure you are checking that out. We got some good matchups coming up. Yeah. So yeah. I just ordered my Liverpool gear the other day.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, and I was like, man, I don't have anything Liverpool. I have a Fernando Torres jersey that I got when I was
sick.
Like 18. So I need to lose some weight to, to pop that bad boy back on. But I'll be rocking it next summer.
Well, if you have a jersey, that should be the one to have from Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah. And his Nino. Boyish good looks. It was Nino. So great. All right. I do want to talk. Let's do some football from this past weekend. It wasn't the most exciting of weekends for football, but some interesting stuff did happen. The Ravens' manhandling of the Chargers was pretty.
Dude, that was brutal.
Unexpected.
Man. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
That was even fun to watch, especially when you have two players on the Chargers on the fantasy team. But regardless, they just bullied them the whole damn game.
The Ravens are such a hard team for me to figure out. Yeah, maybe it's just football, but they needed a record-breaking kick from Justin Tucker to beat Detroit.
Yeah, right.
They come back against the Chiefs, then they blow out the Chargers.
Chargers have been playing great football if you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a weird team. I think you could say that with a lot of teams in the league right now.
That's fair,
But the Ravens have to be that top confusing team. Like, who are you guys?
Right. You know? And from week to week, it's kind of it's difficult to figure them out.
Yeah.
Now, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys get the win, but Dak was walking around in a walking boot after the game. Cowboys have looked impressive this year. They pulled through when we needed them to in our parlay picks. So shouts to the Cowboys for actually making us some money. But they're actually looking like they could be legit if Dak can stay healthy.
Yeah, and Trayvon Diggs, man.
He's the truth.
Dude, he is out there doing work, boy.
He is
out there.
The truth. I did want to mention just a couple other things. Obviously, the Niners were on their bye week. It seems that they're going to bring Jimmy G back as their starter, which I know no Niner fan is excited about. And it's just like the Niners need to decide, are we in rebuild mode or are we trying to go for it now? And I don't think anyone has an answer for that.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they know either. And so far, we're in Kyle Shanahan's fourth season.
Yes.
And he has one winning season. They did go to the Super Bowl. But I think this is a pretty important season for Kyle Shanahan. He has bought a lot of goodwill with Niners fans by returning this team to prominence and getting us to a Super Bowl, and obviously ravaged by injuries last year and again this year. But I can tell you, injuries or no injuries, this fan base will turn on you
just
before
like
too
that.
Long
oh, yeah.
If you don't start winning.
I'm already there. Like, I'm already this close of giving up on this damn season, but yeah, I think it's a make or break season for Kyle and John Lynch as well too. Because if he fired the head coach, the GM has to go as well because it's a duo.
I do think they bought themselves some time by getting Trey Lance to say, hey, we need to develop him in the system and give him a full year in the system and blah blah blah. So I don't expect any changes to be made regardless of the record this year because I think they'll float around 500, maybe a little better, maybe a little worse. I don't think they're going to be a disaster, but they again have suffered injury after injury, losing their number one running back for the season in Mostert, losing Kittle for an extended period of time with
Jason
him going
Verrett
up to our IR. Verrett, losing him for the season.
Again.
Yeah, like our secondary is banged up, so it's just hard to...
It sucks.
It's hard. It's a tough time to be a Niners fan. Not a tough time to be Brad and a Green Bay Packers fan. And the moment from the weekend was absolutely Aaron Rodgers saying, I bleeping own you to the Chicago Bears fans.
I still own you.
That was epic, dude. That was straight.
It's accurate. Since he became a Packer, he's owned the Bears. They've only had a few wins against them. It's been nice. And just to watch that, especially after the first week watching that. I was
the Saints, yeah.
I was so worried. I mean, you looked at it, they looked just worn down, beaten. You were wondering, okay, how much of the distraction was this offseason? And it doesn't look like it was a bunch of distraction. It was just he didn't play any preseason, and now he's back into form. He's good to go. Game two was just kind of shaking off the rest of that rust because he didn't look like his old self, but it's like, okay, maybe he might be getting back into it.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's also the Bears. I'll give that credit there, but man, it's I'm feeling good about this year. I'm feeling really good about this year. We'll see what we do before the trade deadline, see if we get anybody else or if we stay with what we got right now, which I think we need another target for Aaron to go after, really kind of separate that that defensive matchup with Adams, because once you get into the playoffs, that matchup with Adams is going to be difficult if you have two guys on him when you maybe can spread it by adding another piece.
Yeah, probably also this play they should have ran in the playoffs against the Bucks last year.
Well, you know, so we don't want to talk about that. I was happily drunk for that end of the game.
Oh, man. It was beautiful. And I find it hilarious. This new unleashed Aaron Rodgers is so much more fun. Him coming to the press conference this year and just saying, listen, no one wants to live in Green Bay. Dudes aren't signing up to live here. They're signing up to play with me. I'm awesome. Maybe give me some say. And now what he's doing to the Bears fans, it's just a beautiful thing to watch. I really love it. So, all good fun stuff there. And shouts to your Packers. They're looking pretty good this year.
Yeah, let's hope they can keep it rolling.
Man, we're running out of time. Kyrie's being Kyrie. I guess we're going to have to get into that on the post game or do a press podcast on that as the NBA season starts tomorrow. I did want to get to a player haters ball, but we have what?
We have about 3 minutes left. I can do a quick baseball within a minute and a half if you give it to me.
Go ahead, because I don't want to talk about baseball.
You're fine. I'm so mad. Giants-Dodgers series did not end the way we wanted to. The umps were awful, absolutely atrocious. We move on to the NL and ALCS. ALCS is looking pretty good with the Boston Red Sox killing it. In the last 11 innings, they've had 3 grand slams. Yes, you heard that right. 3 grand slams in the last 11 innings. They're up 6-0 against the Houston Astros. They're in Boston. 7-0 now. Braves versus the Dodgers. They're going to be in LA tomorrow. Braves have a 2-0 lead. They've had 2 walk-offs. Last time it happened was the Florida Marlins in 1997 against the San Francisco Giants. This same Marlins team had Gary Sheffield and the soon-to-be-great Giant, Rob Nen. He got one of the wins in that series. That's your baseball update.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you want a player haters ball?
Yeah,
I feel like
because I can work the grinds my gears into the player haters ball.
All right. Okay. That's fair. All right. Where is the...
Right there. Right.
There. Okay. I was going to say, Mike, did I miss it?
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play hate on me?
Airports. For 100 years now, commercial airlines have been available. They started sprouting up near every major metropolitan area in the early 1920s, and 100 years later, we still have not figured out how to make this experience not miserable for everyone. I just don't understand how 100 years of experience. Why are we still doing it this way, guys? Why is it so confusing, frustrating, and difficult to fly? Why? Why can't we have a little bit of leg room? I understand. I'm only 5'9". These seats are practically custom built for me. Taller friends out there, I'm sorry. Your life sucks on a plane, especially if you can't afford first class. And the whole going through TSA, why is it so difficult? Why? Why does it need to be so difficult? In fact, you know what really grinds my gears? When you don't know the rules of TSA. We didn't just start taking off our belts and our shoes. This has been a thing. We didn't just start pouring out water. This has been a thing. Please stop holding up the line as you're going through TSA. And you know what else grinds my gears? You parents out there that will not discipline your children, having them running up and down the aisles, having them let loose in the airport. I know you're tired, but I didn't have that child. Discipline that little heathen, okay? I saw too many times these wild children
monsters
wrecking shop in public, not only in the airport, at restaurants, all over the island. Put a leash on these things.
Well, you know why they have you take off the belts at the airports, right? To beat these kids. They have it.
Start beating your kids.
No,
please.
It's for everyone.
These
if you
kids
see a kid, you
are
beat
awful.
Them.
And if I have to step up and say something to your kid because you won't discipline them, you don't have the right to get mad at me because you're a terrible parent.
Right? Amen.
Yo, I'm sorry. If you can't afford a babysitter, so you have to bring your kid with you somewhere that, you know, isn't necessarily the best place for kids, at the very least, continue to parent them. Do not let me step in and parent them for you. Player Haters Ball, y'all. Can I get an amen? All right, we'll be back next week. Make sure you check out the pod, Talking About Practice. Go follow us on Instagram. Follow us. We'll follow you back. TBP, not a game. It's been real, y'all. Peace.
Game over.